And their church crammed with refugees. Thousands of Congolese in the eastern town of Goma prayed outdoors for peace today, while Tutsi rebels battled government soldiers across North Kivu, despite calls from a leaders' summit in South Africa for a ceasefire. The fighting is hampering aid workers' attempts to help tens of thousands of people who have fled 2 weeks of clashes that have sparked what the United Nations has called a humanitarian catastrophe. Judith Melby of Christian Aid's East Africa office says villages are being looted for children to furnish the ranks of rebel forces.
There are really two major reasons for the fighting in eastern Congo. Certainly, illegal mineral mining is key. There are certainly a large number of Western companies involved, and now the latest phenomena we see is sort of the entrance of Chinese companies. But the other one are the tensions between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Much of this stems from the genocide in 94, the arrival of the troops of Laurent Kabila in 96, when then a great number of Hutu genocidaires fled further into eastern Congo. Always, Congo is one of these forgotten crises. When you're looking at the displaced people in the east, you're not talking about people who've been displaced once. They've been displaced twice, three times, four times, five times. It is absolutely disastrous. They have absolutely nothing to fall back on. So these are people who are desperate for all kinds of aid, whether you're talking food, water, shelter, clothes, and most importantly, security. This is a huge, huge problem. In spite of the fact that there has been a ceasefire, we've seen evidence and footage of villages which again are being emptied, which again children are being taken to act both as child soldiers, sex slaves, porters. So this is going on as we speak.